This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Ed Nye is on the line with a heating and cooling question. What can we help you with today?
I've got a home that it's a ranch style on the basement, about 3,000 square feet, and probably half of the upstairs, the living room and the kitchen and dining room, is cathedral ceiling. That part of the house seems to stay about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. I've had the AC checked, and they say the size is adequate. But I was wondering, is it insulation problem, and is there a way to correct that?
Well, it's basically heat loss. And yes, whenever you have a cathedral ceiling, you can't get as much insulation in that ceiling structure. And because heat rises and you've got that ceiling up there, you're going to have a warmer second floor. So how do you combat that? Well, there's a couple of things. One of which is, do you have ceiling fans up there?
Yes.
Right, and the ceiling fans are not helping. Are they pushing that warm air down so that it can be cooled in the summer?
It helps, but it's not enough.
One of the things you might want to do is considering supplementing that second floor with a split ductless system or a mini split ductless. It's usually easier to do that than to overrun the main air conditioner to get the second floor cooler. And in the long run, you'll use less energy that way. Sometimes in depending on the home design, you're going to get a warm area of the house that just can't get enough air delivered to it because of its design. You know, in my home, I've got an office on the west side of the house, and it just happens to be pretty far from where the air handler is, and so it always stays a bit warmer, and I put a split ductless system in there just to kind of supplement the central air. We still have central air in the same space, but the split ductless supplements it quite nicely and does a really good job of keeping it very cool and comfortable in those warmest summer days. So I would suggest you consider that as an option here.
Okay. Now, would it help to put a power vent in the seat and the roof?
No, because you don't have an attic. You have a cathedral, so there's no attic space there. Plus, those attic exhaust fans typically take as much air-conditioned air out of the house as they do hot air because they depressurize the attic so much that they tend to draw it down into the house and steal some air-conditioned air at the same time.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right, Ed?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.